The federal government has announced it will allow casual workers the ability to demand for part or full-time work after working in the same business for 12 months. Employers were allowed to deny the request on reasonable grounds, such as the business closing permanently in the foreseeable future, but could face legal action if they unreasonably denied the request. The announcement came half a year after the Fair Work Commission came to similar findings. Australian Council of Trade Unions Chief of Staff Ben Davison was critical of the Minister's choice to legislate on casual conversion, despite the fact casual workers have already won that right earlier this year.
Oh, look, this is pretty standard stuff from Kelly O'Dwyer, unfortunately. You know, we saw this with family and domestic violence leave, where the union movement, workers standing together, managed to get a win of sorts, not the total win, but get a win of unpaid family and domestic violence leave into awards through the Fair Work Commission process. And then, of course, Kelly O'Dwyer has come out and legislated pretty much the same thing. Ignored the calls to make it paid, which included calls from the Fair Work Commission to make it paid, and they made it unpaid as well. So it's not surprising to see Minister O'Dwyer come out after the fact, after the horse has raced off into the distance, and say, well, I'm going to do this too.
While he approved of a changing attitude towards casual conversion within the federal government, he was unsure of the timing of the announcement.
This announcement came just days after Parliament rose for the year, and no legislation was introduced into Parliament. No discussion was had with unions. We're not aware of any discussion with business on this either. So really, given Parliament now won't sit for another 3 months, and there's already talk and rumours of it not sitting again before an election, it is a bit of smoke and mirrors from the Minister, but certainly an improvement in the rhetoric from the kind of crazy neoliberal trickle-down ideological ravings that we had before to at least trying to claim credit for other people's work.
Executive Director of the Australian Retailers Association, Russell Zimmerman, outlined his organisation's position on casual conversion.
The Australian Retailers Association has for some time been advising its members that they need to offer to their staff an opportunity to move from casual to part-time if they have been employed for 12 months or longer, and all new staff must be offered that same position once they have gained 12 months experience. In actual fact, from the 1st of January next year is the time when all retailers must have informed their staff by that date that they can change and request to move to part-time rather than on casual. And we are also advising our members that unless they have got extenuating circumstances, they must, in actual fact, give that staff member part-time if that's what they want.
Mr. Zimmerman was more supportive of the announcement and push for casual conversion.
The Australian Retailers Association supports the government in its move on that. Essentially, a retailer who is employing somebody for 38 hours a week should be offering them full-time work, and there would be very few retailers in Australia that would be giving their staff that are working 38 hours or close to 38 hours and offering them as casual work. Not all, but the majority of them would in actual fact be full-time employees.
He explained that he agreed many casual workers should be converted to part-time work and that casuals still had a role in the workforce.
They tend to take time off and maybe go away on overseas trips with their partners, or they may wish to have the extra 25% loading that the casuals receive purely and simply because they are saving towards something. Or they may be university students that are quite happy to work, but then cannot give a guarantee on the casual hours they are working because their university lectures change and they cannot guarantee their employment. So there are a number of reasons why people want to be casuals, and there are good reasons for those people who want to be casuals, and there should be a mix of all types of positions.
Mr. Davison says other changes still need to be made to the casual workforce.
What we're saying is there needs to be a clear definition of that. People need to be aware of their rights. They need to have proper rights to convert so that they're not stuck forever in an insecure employment, form of employment, where effectively their employer can get rid of them at a moment's notice, and they have no rights to leave and no capacity to plan for their future.
He says giving casual workers the ability to ask for more permanent work is a good way to help resolve issues with insecure work.
We have a crisis of insecure work in this country. We have one of the highest rates of insecure and temporary work in the OECD. And we know that that affects people's ability to get wage rises. We know that that affects people's ability to get loans, to buy housing, to have a home, to get loans for cars, to plan their life, to have sick leave, to have paid holidays. So converting from casual to more permanent, secure work is something that people absolutely need the option to have.
Mr. Zimmerman says one other way to solve insecure work issues is to make part-time work a more attractive option to both employers and employees.
The Australian Retailers Association has a view that there could be an opportunity to give more flexibility to part-time workers. One of the big problems that we see with part-time is that if you wish to change the shift of somebody in the retail industry and make an alteration to their shift, you may have somebody who's ill, or you may have somebody on holidays, or for varying reasons, you may need to change the shift. Officially, you have to give 7 days change of notice in writing to that employee under the General Retail Industry Award. It is our view that if there was more flexibility in the part-time provision, that there would be a long way more employees who would be happy and who would be accepting of part-time work.
He explained why it currently isn't a favoured option by employers at the moment.
One of the reasons that people don't want to take part-time work is because the employer is rarely wanting to flex them up in hours, because if they do, then they have to pay it at overtime rates. Some of those employees would like to work extra hours and don't get it, purely and simply because of the draconian rules and regulations around part-time work and increasing the flexibility for part-time workers.